Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the line with us right now with some great stuff to talk about. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. He also has an amazing podcast, Ross Tucker Pod.
Yes.
And he is on the line with us right now, ladies and gentlemen, the great Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, I'm not very happy right now.
What's the matter, Ross?
Probably the worst back-to-back nights of watching sports in a long time for me. So you guys know, right? I'm in football. I'm a broadcaster. So I don't get that high or low from any football other than maybe my high school. So, but I'm into the I'm into two things right now. I'm into the Sixers winning and the Nets losing. And the last two nights, the last two nights have been absolutely painful. I cannot believe the Sixers blew that. We needed them to win so that they could get some more rest before they play the Nets or the Bucks in the conference finals. That was a travesty on so many levels. And then last night, I stayed up till 11:30 to watch the Bucks blow that. I might stop watching
sports.
No,
you won't. You won't. Russ, listen.
It's unbelievable.
Let me show you how to spin it positive. If you'd waited up another hour, you could have seen the Phillies blow it, too. Russ, let me just start with this, all right, because you're talking. Last night you saw the Nets. That's a huge game when it's 2-2 game five. Tonight, huge game for the Sixers-Hawks game five here. What's the biggest game you ever played, and what does it feel like that morning?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to go with the game I started. Because I was, you know, a backup for some other ones. But the biggest game I ever played was week 17 of 2004. The Buffalo Bills against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We had won six games in a row. If we won that day, we made the playoffs and broke like a six-year streak of the Bills not making the playoffs. The Steelers were 14-1. Mm-hmm. They had already clinched home field. And we actually had the lead against their starters, and we lost their backups. It was a disaster. It's ultimately a good feeling. I mean, you get up, you got all kinds of butterflies. It's the same way you feel every game, Angelo, except on steroids, right? Like, you just – it's hard to explain, but even just walking into the, you know, into the locker room after you park your car, there's more people out there. There's more excitement. You run out of the tunnel. There's just a different energy. I don't know how to explain it, but it's absolutely the case. And it was awesome until we lost.
Well, here's the thing now, right? I can tell you how big it is. James Harden hadn't been playing. He's had a bad hammy for 2 months. He played 46 minutes, somewhat ineffectively, because you got to win that game. That is when all the pressure comes down. There's a sense of desperation. Isn't that the best way to play a game?
Yeah, but I got to be honest with you, Angel.
Yeah.
I thought it was stupid that they played him last night.
Yeah.
I didn't think he would play. I thought they should have said, you know what, give him a couple more days and have him for game 6 and 7.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I thought for sure, reading like Dr. Chow, I thought for sure Harden would re-injure his hamstring. I mean, I just can't believe that game went the way it did. And now he gets to be the hero because he fought through it. for this team that I hate, and I'm watching the game and all these people in Brooklyn. The whole thing drives me absolutely nuts.
Well, you know what's interesting? I want to do a little segue here to what you got on your podcast right now, Russ, where you're talking about whether fans have reached the point where the offseason is interesting or more interesting than the games themselves. Now, that isn't true with the Sixers right now. These are fascinating games to watch. But if you looked at the Eagles season, 5-10-1, and then what happened in the month after that, the offseason was more interesting than the season itself. How common is that now?
So, you know, I had Adam Lefkoe, who's a Philly native, by the way. He's from Bucks County. He was on the Ross Tucker podcast, and he's the one that said this. He does Tuesday nights during the NBA season with Dwayne Wade and Shaq and Candace Parker. And the more he said it, the more I thought about it. And what I would say is a couple things. Number one, I think it's more pronounced in the NBA than it is in the NFL. But I do think, especially for like the 20 worst teams, I think there's some truth to it.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I'll say this. I did a poll before the draft, Angelo. I said, where does the draft rank for you in terms of an NFL game? And there were some people that said they like it more than the Super Bowl. There were people that said that it's like a conference championship game. There were a lot of people that said it's better than any regular season game and any playoff game. Like, people love the draft. And I'll say this too. If you look at any of the numbers, right, like any website numbers, they do bigger numbers in the off season than they do during the season. Even my podcast. Now, I think part of that is because it's 3 days a week in the off season as opposed to daily during the season. But when I interview somebody in the off season, or we're talking about, you know, who's going to be good this year or whatever, right? People can listen to that for weeks. People are interested in that. During the season on Monday, I go over what happened in the games. Then I go to the next day. By like Tuesday or Wednesday, nobody cares what happened in the game anymore. Like, they've moved on. So I think the stuff in the off season has a bigger shelf life, and especially, Angelo, with younger people. Younger people are more into individuals than they are teams. They're more into their fantasy team than they are. It's like, I have a nephew, he lives in DC. Like, he's not really a Washington fan. He likes players, and it's bizarre. But the younger you are, I think the more you like the off-season stuff and fantasy than actually cheering on your team.
It's a fascinating thing to think about. I love it. I got to get a couple of football things in here, Russ, because you know you're my football expert. Carson Wentz did something for Monday Morning Quarterback this week, and he said, man, it seems like something special is brewing in Indianapolis. How should I, as a fan of the Eagles, react to that story?
You know what's funny? I have four open web browsers on my phone that I haven't read yet. I haven't read that one.
Don't read it. Don't
I was just going to say, based on that quote, did he really say that?
Yeah. Oh,
he's working with good guys and good people.
They're not just talented players. They're good dudes.
So here's what I would say about Carson. And by the way, the other time I was on with you, some guy keeps hammering me because I said Carson was awful. Hey, listen, guy that keeps hammering me on Twitter, okay? Carson was really good for 4 years. He was awful last year. I'm talking about last year. I'm not talking about the whole time. I'm talking about last year. He led the league in sacks and interceptions. I don't know what happened. Nobody does. It was bad. What I do know is, and this is, Angelo, as God is my witness, this is the truth. I called both of Carson's college championship games and interviewed him before them. So respectful, such a good kid to me. You know, he's from North Dakota. He's like a yes, sir, no, sir. Comes from good stock, a faithful kid, all those things. I would tell you, however, that I've talked to enough people now, you know, off the record, that he wasn't quite what I thought he was.
Fraud. The word is fraud.
Fraud. Well, I'm not phony.
Phony. All right. Phony.
He's a phony.
I'm not going there. I'm just saying, I guess because he's from North Dakota and because of the, you know, his strong faith. And I guess I had one perception of him, but I've talked to enough people now that I'm just surprised. Like, he was pretty stubborn. I mean, there's a lot of different words I could use, but he was certainly not quite what I thought he was. And maybe that's my fault because of the perception of,
I got you.
You know, who he was.
Enough said. All right, I got one more for you, and this one means more to me than anything I've asked you so far, Ross. Le'Veon Bell came out this week and said he would retire before he would ever play for that phony Andy Reid, who lied to him when he signed a contract about playing time. I need to know who Ross Tucker is with, Team Bell or Team Reid.
Angelo.
Come on, please, Ross.
Please tell me you're not Team Le'Veon Bell.
I am a big fan of my man Le'Veon.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Ross.
Angelo.
Team, so, say it, Team Bell.
No. That guy, I'm not going to call him a name. I will say that guy has made a series of horrific business decisions over the last. How does that help him? Even if it's true, how does it help? And by the way, Le'Veon, I don't think you need to worry about it, bro. It seems to me like you're kind of retired.
I don't need any of this. I am trying to summon up support against Andy Reid.
I am Team Andy Reid. Oh. You and I will never see eye to eye on this, Angelo. I love you, but I hate you for how you feel about Andy Reid and what he did for the city. You've never explained to me why you hate that guy.
I will on a personal email later today.
You hate every guy once they leave.
There is a definite, consistent thread in that comment, Ross. But I'm going to let you go now because I'm in the cancel culture and I don't like what I just heard. Love you, though, Ross. Be well, pal.
All right, see you.
At Ross Tucker NFL to follow all the great stuff he does.
And those were our words.
I am not getting anywhere, Al, in my campaign to summon support for my man, Le'Veon
Bell.
That's
a bad guy to support.
Yeah. I got one person, Steeler fan, Ruben Harley.
Yeah.
And Ruben Harley offered an opinion that was not compelling. It did not.
Really?
It did not help me a lot.
No, it did not.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.